We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Goeckeler on August 4, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is Living Bread.
And the Holy Gospel for today comes from the Gospel according to John. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You were looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" "Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we go out to eat and they bring nice, fresh, hot bread or rolls to the table, it's tough to resist. Sometimes there is just no use trying to resist. It just smells so enticing. One just needs to have some. I guess it's not the worst thing to give in to. Some of you know our friend Barbara. Her family and my family both went to the same church in Hartford, Connecticut. The next block over from the church had a large complex that housed a Bond bread bakery. Some Sundays, the aroma from that bakery would waft over by the church, and if the breeze was just right and the windows were open, that aroma would keep your mouth watering all through the service. Our Old Testament reading from the book of Exodus tells of the Israelites struggling with challenges in the wilderness. Moses had led them out of Egypt, but now they were beyond hunger, on the brink of starving. They complained to Moses, questioning his leadership, and by extension, questioning whether the leadership he was offering was indeed the will of God. "We are starving out here. We were better off slaves in Egypt, where at least we had enough food to eat." Moses was not easily shaken. He knew what God was having him do and was confident that God would not let the Israelites down. As Moses' older brother Aaron, who would become the first Levitical priest, speaks to the gathered crowd, the Lord's presence appears in a cloud, assuring Moses that the people will be fed. In the evening, quail appeared, the meat they longed for. In the mornings, there was a flaky, bread-like substance on the ground, manna, as it came to be called, the bread that God provided them. The psalm we read together also celebrates this miraculous event of the Israelites. As the psalmist says, God rained down on them manna to eat and gave them the grain of heaven. He rained flesh upon them like dust, winged birds like the sand of the seas. And they ate and were well filled, for he gave them what they craved. God heard their plea and answered them. He didn't abandon the Israelites, and he doesn't abandon his people ever when they call on him in faithfulness. Bread was important for them to have to survive. Bread has been a staple of diets across cultures for generations. It, of course, has taken many different forms, and still does, but is nonetheless a significant part of diets around the world, helping to sustain life. Early evidence of bread dates back to at least 6,000 BC, with some anthropologists suggesting that in its primitive form, it may go back some 30,000 years. That this food staple finds a significant place in the Bible should come as no surprise, since it has had such a place on our tables for so long. It was there then, it is there now. Our gospel reading today essentially picks up where we left off last week. Jesus had fed the crowd of over 5,000 people and had crossed over to Capernaum. Many from that crowd came looking for him and crossed over as well. Finding him, they were again looking for bread. This becomes a major teaching moment for Jesus. I like the way Jesus cut right to it. You're not here because of the signs you saw of what I do or here to learn from me. You're here because I fed you well and you're looking for more. No doubt, many of the folks gathered there were surprised that Jesus saw through them and told it like it was. Believe in me, for I offer the food that endures for eternal life, he told them. Still skeptical, they asked him, so what sign are you going to show us so we will believe? Apparently, feeding over 5,000 people with a little bread and a couple of fish wasn't enough for them, nor was his healing of many in the crowd. They kept it up. Our ancestors had manna from heaven in the wilderness to eat. Jesus tells them that what was sent down from God the Father to sustain life. So give us this bread, Jesus. What do these people want? What do we want in order to believe? Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus was obviously using some symbolism here, But as we said earlier, bread is a staple across cultures to provide life-giving nourishment. I have no doubt most of us eat a fair amount of bread every day. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Yes, we are praying that God will provide us the food to nourish our bodies, a necessity of life. We are hopefully also praying that we will daily receive that bread of life, Jesus, within our very beings, our minds, our spirits, every aspect of our lives. Jesus is indeed that bread of life, for this life and the next. Those people gathered with Jesus, they didn't get it. They still saw Jesus as just some guy that had interesting things to say, but still the carpenter's son, not God's son. Jesus tried, but their hearts and minds were hardened and stubborn. Jesus is the bread of life, sent from God to feed us. Like the bread we eat, we have to take it into our bodies to do any good. We have to digest the bread we eat, and likewise, the bread of life. Jesus' words and teachings do us no good unless we take them in. All that Jesus brings us needs to be digested through our study of his word, through keeping all that he brought us and taught us in the forefront of our thoughts and prayers, day in and day out, that our lives may reflect the nourishment of Jesus, our daily bread of life. I pray it may be so for all of us. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are our daily bread of life from heaven. May we take you into ourselves, but also share that eternal bread of life with others. In your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on August 4, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was Living Bread. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.